These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hi, everybody. Qayshi Tapes. I'm John Hewlett. Favaz is right there.
Hi, John.
And we're going to do another Favaz interview. Qayshi Tapes is brought to you by Black Raven Digital. Black Raven Digital helps every business that is in need of a good website. Hey, just to make your website look good isn't good enough this day and age. The competition is too darn good. You got to have a really nice website so that your clients, your customers, your potential new hires who are all online are going to want to interact with that website. They need to find you, and more than that, they need to see your brand shine and make a real connection with you through your website. So get a beautiful, functional website through Black Raven Digital, blackravendigital.com. Go to their website and reach up today. Okay, now this is a Johnny Van Zandt interview you did, Favaz, right?
Yes, Johnny Van Zandt, lead singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd, has been for a long time, brother of Ronnie Van Zandt, the late Ronnie Van Zandt, brother of Donnie Van Zandt from 38 Special. This interview was in support of a new Lynyrd Skynyrd Christmas album, I believe, and also because I was listening to the cassette. This is on a cassette. We haven't done a cassette in a while. This particular day that I did this in December of 2000, we were getting a foot of snow that day. And yeah. So, it was kind of funny to hear that all stuff. And I had only been doing afternoons for maybe a couple of years. So that was it. So anyway, Johnny Van Zandt called and there we go.
And where was he calling from?
I think his home is in Florida. So I'm assuming that's where he was and he'll probably say where he's at. Yeah.
He wasn't getting a foot of snow.
No, he was not at all.
Mm-mm. All right, here we go.
All right.
This may be him. Hold on here. Hi, Qayshi.
How you doing?
Johnny, how you doing? Hey, it's Favaz. You're live on the air.
Hey, man.
I was just saying, now, Johnny, I had Johnny on the phone, and he was supposed to call back, and we had a bad connection, so I'm just waiting for him, and you're here. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, man. How about you guys?
We're doing all right. We're dealing with a foot of snow today.
Yeah, man. I was watching CNN, and it said everybody was getting quite the winter storm that way.
Well, I'm telling you, Chicago got it on Monday. They had like a foot, and we're getting it today, and we're not through yet. We have a couple more hours. Now, are you down like in sunny Florida or something like that?
Yeah, man. Actually, I have all my air conditioning now.
Oh, you suck. what is it, about 80 degrees down there or something?
It's at least 78, something like that down here, I think.
Johnny.
It's nice down here, guys. But you know what? Hey, it's Christmas time.
That's right, man. I know you got to miss some snow at Christmas time, don't you?
Yeah. You know what, man? Since I've been alive, it's snowed twice in the greater Jacksonville area. And that was more ice than snow, really, you know.
That's funny. Well, Johnny, congratulations on a nice Christmas record you got here.
Thank you very much.
It's called Lynyrd Skynyrd, Christmas Time Again. And how many songs are there? 11 songs. Tell us how this whole thing came about. Whose idea was it?
Well, man, we were out with ZZ last year.
Oh, yeah, we saw that one.
Yeah, we were out with them guys, and we had it might have been 6 days off for Christmas. So we were on our bus, of course, and we decorated up our buses and, you know, tried to get the Christmas spirit as much as possible. You know, we're out playing rock and roll music and messing our families. You know, we're seeing people getting trees, you know, as we're driving down the road. You know,
right.
We're going, wow, that's really nice, you know.
Yeah.
We were home doing the same thing. Not that we don't want to be with our fans, but you know, it was a tough time to
absolutely.
Be away from our families. And so, man, we started singing Christmas songs on the bus and, you know, just goofing off. And we all said, man, we should make a Christmas record, you know.
All right, I'm calling BS on all that right
okay.
there.
Okay, why are you calling BS?
Because every artist knows you put out a Christmas record and every year you can get some sales off of it. It's become a money making just strategy.
I think maybe back then it was. I don't know anymore. It's hard to say.
No, I think.
Well, that was 20 years ago that they did this.
Well, I think artists of today are recording Christmas songs too because they want to get in on the radio stations that are playing them. People buy Christmas music during Christmas time. And so. It's a money grab for the most part, and especially if you're doing an entire album of Christmas songs.
Listen to you.
Who's looking for Lynyrd Skynyrd Christmas songs? I don't know about you, but not
Ebenezer Scrooge is in the building.
He's here.
He's in the studio.
And what one thing Ebenezer did bring is the damn truth. So yeah, you can hate his guts all you want.
All right.
But, I mean that really it's kind of a well known thing in the music business.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I just think now that there are so many different avenues open to hear Christmas music. I don't know that you put out a record, a full-length record anymore, expecting it to sell. You know, I don't know.
It doesn't have to sell much.
All right.
Just be like one of the, I mean, the guy who wrote Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer makes like $85,000, $90,000 a year off of that one song alone.
Good for him.
Yeah, and nobody knows who he is. So now you're Lynyrd Skynyrd. Oh, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I like Lynyrd Skynyrd. They have a Christmas record. Oh, I think I'll buy it. It's that simple. It has nothing to do with music integrity, nothing to do with them writing their own music. It's just about the money grab.
Hit play, Scrooge.
Oh, sorry.
Skynyrd has a lot of people who have families and that listen to us and thought maybe it might be a nice touch for this time of year. So this Christmas we're all off and we're going to enjoy a, you know, we'll turn the air conditioner up high and enjoy a fire and listen to our CD. You know?
Funny. Now some of the songs that are on here that people would recognize. So right off the bat, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, no kidding! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Boy, they put that
Son
one on
of
there.
Gun. Yeah.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Heard that one.
Run Rudolph. But then there's some songs in here, Johnny, that I'm not all that familiar with, like Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin'. Now, well, what's up with that?
Well, that's kind of a ripoff of Mommy, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. No?
We'll see. I think he explains it here.
Man, that's an old blues song. When we got to really thinking about doing this album, we thought, well, you know, man, we want to try to make it kind of in an old-fashioned kind of way, you know, old-fashioned Christmas. And so we went back and listened to some blues artists, and that's an old black blues artist who actually did that song originally. And
oh, yeah, what's his name? What's his name, Johnny? What's his name?
Curtis Lowe.
Oh.
<Here he is. laughs> Found that song. And it just fit us to the T because, you know, every one of us, you know what I mean, have families and stuff, and we've all been there on Christmas Eve, you know.
Right.
Going, damn, I could use some loving, too. You know?
Well, yeah, Santa Claus has to have sex, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
All right, man. Absolutely. And
I don't think Santa Claus has seen his junk in decades. But,
probably not.
Could be wrong about that. Big jolly guy.
Santa Claus, so there you go.
And Christmas time again, green sleeves, all kinds of good stuff on here. Tell the people some of the guys that are on the record with you besides everybody and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
And how much you hope to make on the record. No.
I don't think he goes into that, John.
Well, there's some friends of ours. Of course, Bill Como is on there. And
never heard
God,
of
I'm trying to think. We actually have
Bill Como, any relation to Perry Como? Remember?
I don't know.
Remember Perry Como?
Oh, of course I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what a voice, man.
Yeah.
He was my dad.
Silky smooth.
Silky smooth, man. My dad loved him.
Kids Chorus out of Nashville, Tennessee, that actually does some singing on there in front of Run, Run, Rudolph, and right at the end of Skynyrd Family Christmas. And just a bunch of good friends of ours, really.
And some people from 38 Special, 38, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. 38 Special's on there, and that's my brother's band, Donnie.
Of course, of course.
They wrote a great song, you know, Hallelujah's Christmas.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Charlie Daniels, you know, of course, did Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And
so definitely a Southern Family kind of record coming
out. Yeah, man, we had a blast doing it. You know, we did it.
All those guys are on the Charlie Daniels.
You said
on
Charlie's on there.
Oh, be darned.
Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm starting to get interested.
We went to Europe this year, and so we did it right before we went to Europe. And we did it up in Nashville at a place called The Castle, which we did our Edge of Forever record up there.
Right.
And, so we took the studio. Del Rosington brought in all of her Christmas decorations from her house, decorated the
got everybody
up, and we got in the mood and did it. You know?
Some Jack Daniels in the eggnog and
there
stuff like that. Johnny, hey, can you hang on while I play one real quick?
Sure, man. I'd be glad to.
Okay, we're going to play this one right here. This is called Santa's Messing with the Kid. This is from Lynyrd Skynyrd, Christmas Time Again on The Rock of St. Louis, KSHE 95. Real Rock Radio, KSHE 95. That is Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's called Santa Claus is Messing with the Kid, and you will find that on the brand new Skynyrd record, Christmas Time Again. And with me on the phone is lead vocalist of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Johnny Van Zandt. Hello again, Johnny.
Hey, man. How's it going?
So when did this thing come out? Has it been out for a couple weeks, or what's the story?
Actually, man, they actually put these things out the day after Halloween.
No, you're kidding me.
Yeah, because that's when the money and people start.
I knew it was coming.
Day after Halloween, baby. Forget Thanksgiving. We're going straight to Christmas with the Lynyrd Skynyrd Christmas album. Thank you. Cha-ching.
All right.
Sorry.
But you know, people just really start finding out about it around now. You
now
know?
I sound like a dumbass.
No, that's quite okay.
All right. So so this thing is out. It's a nice Christmas present for Lynyrd Skynyrd fans. Christmas time again. So, Johnny, I have to ask you, man. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the inductees for the class of 2001 came out yesterday. Aerosmith finally gets in.
Right.
Let's see. Paul Simon gets in again. Steely Dan and stuff like that. Skynyrd has been eligible now for 2 years. Here's a band that has influenced so many rock bands and has put the Southern rock on the map. What the hell is wrong with those people? Why don't they put Skynyrd in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
You know what I heard? I heard there was 1,000 people. There's 1,000 people that actually vote, like people in the business, in the music business, that vote, you know, for people to get in that. So I heard that they actually threw out 500 votes, so I think we want to recount.
Well, that's it. You know, that's right, because you're all from Florida down there.
Yeah, there you go.
It's your fault. That whole presidential mess was your fault, wasn't it?
I think we want them hand-counted.
But seriously, man, it's a crock that Skynyrd's not in.
Well, you know what, man? We'll make it one day, you know? We'll stay around long enough just to make it.
So he was right, because November 28th, 2005, you man, so it was about 5 years after this, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced that Lynyrd Skynyrd would be inducted alongside. They went in with Black Sabbath, Blondie, Miles Davis, and the Sex Pistols. And they were inducted in March of on March 13th, 2006, and it was the 21st annual induction ceremony. So they eventually made it.
Yeah, they made it, but they had to wait. So 2000, when was this, 2000?
This was 2000.
So they waited to 2005. For instance, Black Sabbath, their first album came out in 1970.
Right.
So 80, 90, 2000. They waited 35 years, 10 years after they were eligible to get in.
Right.
That's why I make the argument now, and some people would argue against me. For instance, like Foo Fighters or... What are some newer bands that just recently went in?
Pearl Jam.
Yeah, waited no time. Nirvana waited no time.
They didn't.
Why would they get automatic entry, first year of eligibility, when all these other great bands had to wait a while? So
That's a good point.
I was saying, make them wait a couple years. What's a couple years? Nothing.
Right.
You know,
it's not like they're going to be sitting there going, "Who? When are we going to get in?"
Right. You know, right. And in the meantime, there are a bunch of artists that should be in that aren't in.
Right.
Instead of putting these guys in that are eligible. But I guess they want to make a big splash. Oh, Nirvana's available. Boom. Put them in and, you know, get people talking, I guess. I don't know.
If anybody should have been in on the first ballot, first time, it was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah. Here's an example of a great band that had to wait 10 years.
Sure.
Because I look at a band like Black Sabbath, who... I mean, other than Led Zeppelin and the Beatles, if you think about it, Black Sabbath, any heavy band that you hear today, they all listen to Sabbath.
Right.
And they're not in. They're not even close to getting in. And Ozzy has quite frankly said, you know, just take us off the ballot. We don't even want to be considered anymore if you're that messed up.
Right.
And, you know, and here you've got Lynyrd Skynyrd, who pretty much invented Southern rock. And the same thing can be said for you guys.
Right, right. Well, you know, again, man, we've been up there. We've done things actually with the Hall of Fame, you know, of course. And actually one of the guys who actually helped start that whole thing, Ahmet Erdogan, you know, we were on Atlantic Records for a while.
Right.
Ahmet was a great friend of ours, so I thought we surely had a shoe in there. But that didn't work out, so who knows, man. You know, hey, we'll try again next year.
One day.
You know, but that don't matter to us. The thing that matters to us is people coming out and seeing us and enjoying our music, and for 1,000 people in the business to vote us into something really doesn't matter to us.
That's true. Now, as a Floridian, were you embarrassed by that whole election crap going on down there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I started telling people I was from Alabama.
You want to stop it right there? So I'm assuming we're talking about the Hanging Chads.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. It was Bush against Gore. That's what it was. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court, didn't
it? Yeah. Right,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Every time somebody say, "Oh, you're from Florida. Oh, great! You're the one who started all this."
Oh man!
No, but you know, it looks like though, dude, it's going to be settled today.
Yeah, actually,
it's going to be coming on TV.
Yeah, I was going to tell the listeners that Al Gore is supposed to address the nation tonight, I believe, at 7 p.m., where he will concede, and then our president-elect George W. Bush will be on there, and looks like the whole thing is over.
Okay, for myself, I think they should have just revoted Bubba in. You know.
Oh man,
Bubba is Clinton. Bubba is Clinton.
Yeah.
Just for
would you piss off?
You know.
Yeah.
That man. Wow.
Well, you know what that does tell you? It does tell you that you know, just the Democrats voted for a Democrat.
Exactly.
Nobody really went out as a party.
That's right.
I mean?
So that's right.
I mean, you got a few votes considering, you know, making the decision of the White House.
Yep.
So nobody really was the dominant figure there. And
partisan politics, baby. That's what it's called. Hey, tell us, we're speaking with Johnny Van Zandt, lead vocalist of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Johnny, tell us what the year 2001 has in store for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, actually, man, we're working on another studio record, of course, and we've been writing songs.
It's about Easter, I think.
Yeah, we're going to have an Easter album.
Easter songs. songs about Easter bunnies.
That. And we hope to come there, man, and play. What's your outdoor amphitheater there?
Riverport.
Riverport, yeah. And because we haven't been there in, I guess, about a year or so.
Yeah, because you were here at the Kiel, well, it was called the Kiel Center at the time when you blew through here with ZZ.
Right.
I guess that was last year
so
or something like that.
We hope to come do that. We're doing the Sheds again this year. So
oh, okay, cool.
We'll come through and see you guys for sure.
All right.
And, man, just out making music, you know. We're supposed to go to Australia and Japan and some of them places. And
well, that's cool.
Yeah, so we'll go over there and say Domo Arigata and stuff like
that. Isn't that crazy that Skynyrd is popular in places where country music isn't even part of their
country rock
history.
It's
amazing.
It is.
I mean, it's a great thing, but
good for them.
It's just hard to believe that, you know, it's viable in the countries like that.
Yeah. You know, but, pass the sake.
Yeah, they eat a lot of sushi, I guess, with some barbecue sauce. <like
that>. Sounds good to me. Johnny Van Zandt, once again, thanks for calling today. The new Christmas album from Lynyrd Skynyrd is called Christmas Time Again. And Johnny, have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too, man, and all you guys out there and girls. Be safe this these holiday seasons, man.
That's right. And let's play another one. This is the one we were talking about before. This is Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin'. From Lynyrd Skynyrd. See you, Johnny.
All right, bye-bye.
It's on Casey, the Rock of St. Louis.
And there you go.
Johnny Van Zandt. I can tell you, the guy stepped up and did a hell of a job replacing his brother in that group. He sounds just like Ronnie.
Yeah, he does. It's amazing. They announced their farewell tour, I guess, a couple of years ago, but they're still out. They're still doing it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the virus right now, there's no way they can go out because the only original member left is Gary Rossington, and he has heart issues, so he's compromised, so he has to stay in.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, who knows? It may come back through St. Louis, although they say they've been here for the last time, but we'll see.
Yeah. I'm surprised Gary Rossington is even still doing this, but
yeah,
somehow, some way.
It's all he's known.
I remember one time we did an interview. they came and played in the lobby at our building down there, the annex down at Union Station,
mm-hmm.
just the band in the lobby,
mm-hmm.
and Gary Rossington goes into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a bathroom in that lobby.
Yes, I do remember that.
And he was in there for a good half an hour.
Uh-huh.
And when he came out, he was soaking wet with sweat.
Uh-huh. You know what he was doing?
I don't know.
He was doing speed. Well, I would think he was doing speed or coke or something like that.
Something.
You know? He has a history of that.
Yeah.
That smell was written about Gary Rossington.
Yeah.
You know, Ronnie Van Zandt wrote it. So
that's it. This is KC Tapes number 81.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Van Zandt of Lynyrd Skynyrd. All right. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. I'm Johnny Hewlett on Instagram.
And I'm everywhere, but I don't promote it because.
Why?
Oh, gosh, man. All right, I haven't done it in a while. Casey Guy, Instagram and Twitter, Casey95 Favaz, Facebook. There, I did it.
See you later.
AMF.
Bye.
The Casey Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of Casey, go to Casey95.com or the Casey mobile app.